This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We're going into the Independence Day weekend, and while your plans might well include a parade, some fireworks viewing, maybe a trip to Summerfest, and a picnic or two, you have 3 full days to work with. So what could your plans also include? Well, if you have the need for speed, you could head south of the border, the Wisconsin border, that is, to Gurnee, Illinois, home of Six Flags Great America Amusement Park. That's where you'll find a brand new roller coaster, Goliath, that breaks not one, but 3 world records. It's the fastest wooden coaster with the tallest and steepest drop in the world. It's been online for not quite a month. Our resident David, producer Stephanie Lecce, took on Goliath and lived to tell the tale.
Goliath is an apt description for Six Flags Great America's monstrous new roller coaster. Riders travel to the top of a 165-foot lift hill, then plummet 180 feet at a near-vertical 85-degree angle at a breathtaking 72 miles per hour. Pretty impressive for a wooden roller coaster, but this isn't your grandparents' Cyclone. It's the fastest and tallest wooden coaster in the world. And it's why, even though it's storming out, hundreds of thrill seekers have turned out to take on Goliath, just like Sid Pinabella of Racine.
We actually are waiting to go on it for the first time.
What do you hope it'll be like?
Spectacular. Blow my mind.
What do you think about it being a wooden roller coaster?
That's the classics. So that's one of the best types of roller coasters, I believe. It's the old-fashioned roller coaster with the new technology.
Perhaps that's Goliath's greatest achievement, the melding of new technology with the classic wooden design. Six Flags marketing director John Craniac says riders won't have experienced anything like this before.
They can expect a very extreme ride experience. It is something else. I do believe that this might be the best ride in our park right now. So very extreme. 2 inversions on a wooden roller coaster with no shoulder harness. The drop breaks 2 world records. It's the tallest and steepest drop on any wooden coaster on the planet, and it is the fastest wooden coaster on the planet at 72 miles an hour. It is a phenomenal ride.
Now, Six Flags has some amazing steel coasters like X-Flight, Raging Bull. Why did Six Flags want to bring in another wooden roller coaster that has these kinds of tricks with it?
Yeah, I think Six Flags... innovation is very important to us, that we want to keep pushing the envelope. We want to take advantage of the new technology out there to keep delivering the best thrills to our guests. So this new technology on these wooden roller coasters just continues to push that envelope and do things that no other wooden roller coaster can. So the opportunity to deliver that, the opportunity to bring that to the park as opposed to the other steel coasters that we have a phenomenal arsenal of steel coasters. This lets us keep moving in that new direction with the wooden coaster. So we took advantage of it, and it delivers. It's fantastic.
What do you think patrons like about wooden roller coasters?
I think the patrons, as far as we hear from our guests, that there is just that different feel about a wooden coaster. It has that classic feel to it. It's got a little bit of that ricketiness to it that is unique. It's different from the steel roller coasters, so it offers a little different type of thrill. So with the wide variety of coasters that are out there, this is just another one in that different type of experience. But this one is smooth. So the technology, this topper track that they use to deliver all these maneuvers, it is a smooth ride.
Well, tell me about where it is in the park and what the challenge was in trying to get it into that space.
Sure. It is right at the back of the park. It is almost immediately as far back as you can get from our front gate. And the challenge getting in that spot is it used to be occupied by the Iron Wolf. And that came out in 2012. So it's been vacant for a couple of years. But the space was as is. You know, it was an existing space. So this group came in, Rocky Mountain Construction, and they designed this roller coaster specifically to sit in the existing space that was there. So it was, you know, they felt that they could deliver this world record breaking coaster in this kind of small confined space that they had, and they delivered. It's great.
Now, you're from Wisconsin yourself.
I am. I live in Franklin.
Now, why do you think riders should come down, or potential riders should come down from Wisconsin to Gurnee, Illinois, to ride Goliath and the other coasters here at Six Flags?
you got to make the trip for the new coaster. This is, again, it's a world record breaker, and we have it right here a few minutes south of the border. So cross that state line, come on down, ride Goliath. It is the time to come. If you haven't been here for a while, we introduced X-Flight in 2012. It was the world's third wing coaster. Again, all new technology from B&M, the Cadillac of coaster manufacturers. So we continue to keep pushing our new rides and the new innovation. And if you haven't been here, it's time to come on down now, at least, if not anything, to ride Goliath. Really, I think if this is the only park that you know, this is our park, this is our local theme park, no other competition anywhere else, we're spoiled. We have one of the best parks in the entire country here, really, and in the entire world. We have the water park in Hurricane Harbor, 14 roller coasters. My kids are 10, 10, and 9, and they come and ride constantly. I always hear about people asking about, is there enough to do for my kids? Take it from me. I have twin girls that are 10 and a son who's 9, and they just can't get enough of the place. So plenty to do for the family and plenty to do for those thrill seekers, too.
Let me ask you a question. Obviously, Six Flags has both American Eagle as well as the Viper, which are your more traditional wooden roller coasters. How does Goliath compare with those?
It's certainly more extreme because of the record-breaking nature. Just taking a look at Goliath, the drop, the lift hill and the initial drop is supported by a steel structure. So it is very unique looking, and it, again, contributes to the ability to deliver those world's records. The rest of the ride looks like the traditional wooden roller coaster. So kind of a bit of a hybrid in how the structure was designed. What makes it the wooden coaster is the wooden track. So that makes it the wooden roller coaster. I think, if I'm not mistaken, with the Little Dipper, with American Eagle, with Viper, and with Goliath, I believe we have the most wooden coaster track of any theme park in the world. I believe that. I need to confirm my statistics a little bit, but that's my understanding right now. So,
now for yourself, are you a wooden or a steel?
This one might change my opinion. I love the steel coasters. It's because of the maneuvers and the speeds that you can achieve. But now here comes the wooden coasters doing those same things and beating them. This ride is 1 mile an hour slower than Raging Bull. I mean, Raging Bull is almost everybody's favorite ride at this park. This is 1 mile an hour slower. The drop is steeper. It's just incredible what they can do now with this stuff. So this may convert me to wood. I'm not sure.
Now, of course, Six Flags is pretty pumped about its new ride, but how does Goliath stack up against coasters, both wooden and steel, from across the country? Enter the American Coaster Enthusiasts, a group of diehard coaster fans who ride the best of the best rides in the U.S. Lake Villa, Illinois resident Ashley Perkins is a member who rode Goliath several times.
Well, I've never been in an RMC coaster, which a Rocky Mountain construction coaster. They're new to the industry with roller coaster construction. They do wooden roller coasters, and they have a completely different design on wooden roller coasters in general. So it's super smooth. It's amazing. They've added turns and elements into a wooden roller coaster that you wouldn't get traditionally.
Tell me about that. I mean, what are wooden roller coasters usually like from your experience traveling around the country, and how did Goliath compare?
Well, just the two rides here at just Six Flags Great America, you have the Viper as well as the American Eagle, and they just, you know, it's mainly just hills and turns and just a regular traditional up and down type of ride, you know, a bunch of put your hands up in the air, oh, I'm afraid that I'm going to, you know, get them chopped off and that type of deal. But with this coaster, you know, they've added, you know, a zero G stall as well as a dive loop. And that's something that you don't really get with traditional wooden roller coasters.
All right, so now let me ask the question that everyone listening wants to know. How was it?
It was amazing. It is a fantastic ride, and definitely along the lines of even Raging Bull. And even that smooth. As a wooden roller coaster, you wouldn't expect that at all.
So how does Goliath compare to other big coasters around the country?
It's easily in a top 10. With anybody that would ride it. It's a phenomenal ride, as well as, you know, it even beats out steel coasters, which is something that you wouldn't expect out of a wooden.
So how can you get a wooden roller coaster to do all those tricks and turns? Just ask Fred Grubb, the founder of Rocky Mountain Construction, which designed Goliath.
We developed new ideas in the roller coaster industry. We've developed what we call the iBox and the topper track, which are basically the same technologies. And we have replicated the older version of the existing wood tracks. And what we've done is this allows us to put new tricks, new elements in the wooden roller coaster industry. We're able to go upside down, do barrel rolls, put more forces on the track, do all kinds of things. Actually, we're able to do things that steel roller coasters have only been able to do so far.
Well, tell me a little bit more about that track technology.
What's on this particular coaster is what we call the topper track. So it has a wood stack underneath a rectangular steel tube. So unlike the old versions of the wood track where it's steel plates on top of wood, we pre-build these in sections and haul them to the field and install them. It's just new technology. We have a factory in Hayden, Idaho, of all places, and we produce the track there. We produce everything ourselves, even the cars. We're able to, it's an all-welded version of track. We don't really bend any steel. We just flex it into shape. It's interesting, innovative technology, and we have more to come. But this, with the wood stack, is considered a wooden roller coaster.
And so that allows the coaster to be able to do some of the things that traditionally only steel coasters used to be able to?
That's correct, yes. Steel coasters have been the only coasters to be able to do these things. Now we can do it with a wood coaster. In this coaster, we go upside down. We have what we call a Raven turn, which is a big reverse loop. We have a barrel roll in it. We have overbank corners. We have airtime. We have everything in the coaster in this small footprint. And it was very tough to fit this all of this coaster in this small footprint.
Why maintain that wood coaster frame, though? Why stick with that instead of just building another steel coaster in order to get some of these tricks?
People are passionate about wood coasters. It's a different ride. People like to ride the wooden coasters. What we've done is we've upped the game. So we've made the wood coasters capable of doing different elements that we couldn't do before.
What's the benefit for a park like Six Flags to have a coaster with this kind of new technology?
Well, the benefit is it creates a great ride for the patrons. It's a great marketing tool. They're some of the best rides in the world. And so obviously, that's why they want them.
Tell us specifically about this ride, Goliath. What's unique about this one?
Well, we have what we call a Raven turn, which is you actually go upside down at the end of the ride and come back within yourself. We go through a barrel roll. We have two overbank corners. We have airtime. We have all the elements packed into this small site.
And this is the tallest wooden coaster in the world?
Yep, and fastest. We are breaking records. It's also the steepest drop. So it's exciting. And it runs 72 miles an hour.
What do you like about wooden roller coasters?
Well, I started the company. I'm an adrenaline junkie from the get-go. And I'm passionate about building projects like this. And we used to build all kinds of projects. Now we only do roller coaster work. You know, I've been in the roller coaster industry for 20 years. And we started this company in 2000, developed the product, and it's really taken off. Building roller coasters is much more exciting, much more fun than building square buildings.
So what's next for Rocky Mountain Construction? I mean, how are you going to top this technology?
We have new things to come. I can't tell you about them right now, but we have new ideas. Alan Shilkley, our designer and my partner, we have new ideas to come. We keep topping our, we keep pushing the limits.
I'm assuming you've personally ridden Goliath.
Oh, yeah. I ride them to test them, and then obviously today I ride it, and I don't get tired of it. I like riding them.
And what was it? Give us a little taste, a little preview of what the ride is like.
It is exciting all the way through. It's very smooth. Unlike traditional wooden coasters, this track is very smooth. It allows us to run at these speeds, do what we're doing. It takes your breath away the whole ride. So what we've tried to do is make this ride so that there is no dull time in it. The whole time it's exciting all the way through.
Grubb may call the coaster exciting, but rider Jerry Clark of Pleasant Prairie calls it crazy.
I mean, just look at it. It's crazy, and it added up to being pretty crazy. Oh my God, the first drop is like, it's indescribable. It's crazy. And you're upside down a lot. And it's fast. It's a lot of fun. It's one of the best ones. Every part of it is just a blast. So now we're just trying to get the last seat. We did the front, we did the middle. So now we're going to go for the last and compare. The front is really good, but from what I understand, the back, the last seat is supposed to be one of the best.
With a review like that, I may just have to try this coaster myself, no matter how intimidating it may be. From the top of Goliath, I'm Stephanie Lecce.
Stephanie Lecce took us to Six Flags Great America, where the Goliath roller coaster is taking thrill seekers on a record-breaking descent. In the process, we heard from Fred Grubb, founder of Rocky Mountain Construction, Six Flags marketing director John Craniak, Ashley Perkins of American Coaster Enthusiasts, and Wisconsinites Jerry Clark and Sid Pinavella. You can see a video from Stephanie's ride at wuwm.com/lake effect. We'll make our way back down to the ground for some differently fast-paced action as Pro Beach Volleyball returns to Milwaukee. That segment is next as Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.